to Star Wars Session.
Extra, extra, extra. Extra, extra.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the galaxy, and welcome to Star Wars Sessions Extra. Chicka chicka, yeah. Yeah, yeah, come on. Yeah, my name is Jabba the Hutt, Matt Hudson, for those who don't know, and joining me going chicka chicka all the way in the background there, he's my man, it's Master Blywalker, Luke Bly, how are you, sir?
Chicka chicka, yeah, come on, tell your mum, your favourite Star Wars British Star Wars podcast is in the house. Oi, oi, Savaloy, mate, I can't believe it. Day one of celebration. We're over here. It's edging toward midnight here in the UK. And we're a couple of Star Wars nerds talking about Star Wars. That's normal, right? Recording a podcast at this time, reacting to trailers now.
We've been a busy normal boys during the day and the evening, but we'd said beforehand, you know, if stuff drops, which is meaty, which is filthy, we'll get on, we'll chat about it, or we'll at least react in some way, shape, or form. Which is what, as Lukey Boy said, celebration the first day. We just had the Lucasfilm studio panel, which we thought we were going to get plenty of good stuff from. And we certainly did get an awful lot of good stuff from, my friend. And we are here in the UK, but our boy, Yves Avangal, he has got a cardboard cutout of us. We were there in the panel. We were in the panel in cardboard form. So if you see a dude with us in 2D, please, you know, grab him and say, oi, I want a picture of that.
I want a photo.
Send it.
Matt, can you believe there is a guy, a legend of a guy, walking around with a cardboard cutout of you and I in celebration in Anaheim, LA, right now?
Like, what's this? Yeah. Like, don't ask. It's just, you know, it's a couple of lads. It's fine.
Right, Matty boy, let's do it, mate. So much has happened tonight. It really is like overload. Do you want to just like walk us through stuff and we will try and react as sensibly as possible? Because right now we are hyped. And by the way, guys, we're only like, we're nearly like 8 hours away from Kenobi. Oh, we're asleep away from Kenobi. Honestly.
By the time we finish this, Obes Kenobes will be premiering. One of the things that dropped in the Lucasfilm panel, Ewan McGregor himself said, if you're in that panel and you've got a wristband, you can come back and watch the first two episodes premiering at, I think it's 7 PM PST, which is about 4 AM our time in the UK.
First two episodes,
so they get to see it on a big screen with that big boy sound as well. So
I've got to see Kenobi first thing in the morning, mate, just to avoid spoilers, because you know.
I've muted all my channels. Our recap will be dropping tomorrow. Before we do our recap, we don't check out what anybody else thinks, so we're going to go in with only our opinions. But on Kenobi then, the first thing that happened at this panel, we had Duel of the Fates a live orchestra playing Duel of the Fates. Hayden Christensen, Ewan McGregor came out. The crowd went mental. And what did Ewan do? He stoked that fire by saying, hello there. And then what did he do? He said it again. And everyone lost it. It's that kind of party atmosphere. The cast of Kenobi came out, and that's where we got the news that they were going to be dropping the first two episodes in the presentation hall, but a bit later on. We then moved on. We then saw a bit of Willow as well. You know, Willow. Fine, great. But happy to talk about that one day. But the big thing that dropped, or the first big thing that dropped, mate, Andor. You know, I've been looking forward to Andor since the date was announced. You started off a bit more ambivalent, and the more we've marched towards it, you've been getting more and more excited. Well, we've now finally got our first official poster and our first teaser trailer. 1:54, mate. It's dropped. You've had the chance to see it a few times, as have I. We just watched it together, but I wasn't watching your face. So what do you think of this teaser? It's been a long time waiting, because originally you said, you know, yeah, it's fine, I'll watch it, but this is when it first was announced. You weren't as excited. Now you've seen the trailer.
Yeah. Buzzing, mate. Off my head. Off my head with geekiness.
Head bent.
I'm off my head with geekiness. Yeah. It looks, I tell you one thing, mate. It looks high quality. Yeah. It looks like a big budget show.
It's got the biggest budget of the lot.
It is, and it comes across like that tonally. It is gorgeous. The music, real similar. The trailer kind of had that throat singing, like Mongolian throat singing kind of theme at the beginning, similar to Mandalorian season 2's trailer. I thought that was really interesting. But I thought the tones was just spot on, mate. The intro, spot on. The whole show felt gritty. And I'm just grateful that the intro was a dude at the top of like a tower, like a bell tower, hitting like a drum or a drum tower, I suppose it'd be called, hitting this thing. I was like, what is, there's something about this show, mate, that just oozes quality and oozes grit, but not in like an over the top unnecessary way. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's suited to the Star Wars universe. One of my biggest worries with some Star Wars projects, whenever they come out, is actually that they're too violent or too, you know, real worldly. And this kind of edges toward that, but not in it. Like, it's just the right amount. That's what I got from all of that 1 minute. And what was it, mate? 1 minute 50?
154.
154. What do you think, buddy? You liked it? You liked the intro? You liked the start of the trailer?
Mate, overall, when I first saw it, I was like, what's this fella doing? Is this guy, are they playing the wrong trailers? Like some sort of like Game of Thrones type thing or The Northman? But I was like, it's interesting you say Mando season 2. To me, it felt like the Star Wars Eclipse trailer. Well, we literally had that alien geezer like banging those drums and that kind of singing.
Of course.
I
kind of put Eclipse to the back of my mind. I won't lie to you.
I think most people are just not long that off. But it gave me those vibes. But I really like the look of this, mate. Yeah, the colour palette is I found this very, very interesting, the colour palette of this thing. It went from being very dark and grey and grimy and gritty to like extremely bright. When it was when it pretty much as Cassian was saying, look at them, they're all fat and greedy or whatever.
Oh.
And it's the Imperials in this kind of big, well lit areas, and everything else is the have nots, as Diego called them. Mm. Very kind of dirty looking, and I really like that dichotomy. I really like that disparity between the two classes.
The juxtaposition.
Oh, look at these colouring dropping out.
The juxtaposition between the two was so obvious. Matt, if I had to describe this in one word, like what I got from the story, political.
Oh, mate, you were saying that, obviously, real world issues. Star Wars has always done that, but they've managed to kind of, they've put a galactic sheen over it, so its escapism enough. And I think this is exactly, I mean, Diego said that and Tony himself, but you can see that there is those undercurrents going, hey, look, if it makes the story better and makes us feel something, or me, sweet, I'm here for it. If it's got that Star Wars vibe to it and that escapism we want. But it really did. But I've got two words for you, mate. There's a few things that jumped out, which I'm just going to throw at you, but here we are, two words. Senate chambers. We saw the Senate chambers the first time since Revenge of the Sith. They're in there.
I know. What is this? What's going on? We are living through the prequel renaissance.
Wait, Coruscant is there. Coruscant's going to be a big player. We saw the Republic gunships. We saw the LAAT gunships in there.
Yes, similar. It looked like an iteration of them. Yeah. Maybe the mark up. Yeah, like a newer model of that ship, yeah.
We saw Phase 2 clones in there as well. A very, very quick shot, but they definitely were. They have the helmet of the Phase 2 clones.
Wait.
We're in there.
Right, guys, I've just got to admit right now, I've seen this trailer twice.
I've seen it twice. Three times. But the second time I watched it, I was pausing it during it.
You're winding me up.
No, for sure.
Hang on, dude. I've got the trailer right here.
They're pointing guns at someone. They look like stormtroopers, but if you pause it, they're clearly clone helmets.
You're joking.
They're clearly as well. And also, I saw death troopers in there as well. Death troopers.
I saw the deathies.
Speaking of death, I'm pretty sure I saw the Jelly's Hollow in Guildford, that location. As soon as it came up, I was like, yep, recognise that straight away. Where Best Bin Bullet sent me to my end almost.
Yeah. that iconic story. Ugh. Iconic story. There was a few shots where I was like, I think that's Canary Wharf, because they actually, we talked about the Elizabeth line. Yeah, the new metro line in London that's opened up. And one of the stations that at Canary Wharf, they used it for filming in Andor. And there's a couple scenes where I'm like, oh, that could be this. There was also a couple scenes where I was like, ah, that looked like Coruton.
Yes!
And guess what? Which, of course, we reported on. We were the guys who said exclusively, we were like, guys, they are filming in Essex. Yeah, we're looking at them opposite Canvey Island here in South Essex. So it was unreal. It's not often that Star Wars is filming like 10 minutes away from where you live. Do you know? So that was special, wasn't it, mate? Do you know what else?
Go on.
Do you remember we reported on this again when we were scooping the Andor, we were like spying on the set, getting in trouble. I spoke to someone who spotted and they described what sounded to me like a blue speeder.
Yes, I remember.
Do you remember that?
I remember that very much.
And you see it in the trailer.
What do we see in the trailer? Yeah, man.
You see it in the trailer.
Man, but those people fed us the right stuff. So
that was mad, wasn't it?
But it's also that as well, because we've been to most of the sets around here, like Hanningfield, Guildford, Coruton, and there's probably another one I'm forgetting about. There's also that almost like odd connection to it as well. But mate, I think it looked great. Mon Mothma looking great. She's looking fire in this.
Just because of her hair colour.
Absolutely not. All this new gown we see her in. We're so used to seeing her in this kind of angelic white robe, and now they've jazzed her up, and they've said, "Right, Mon, here's a new wardrobe." And I'm pretty sure Genevieve O'Reilly was like, "Please, thank you, Mon." I know, right, Mon. But they kind of say, "Oh, you know, look, they're watching me now." So that's going to play into some of the story as well, that the Empire are watching Mon Mothma.
I see the clones.
You see, they're there, aren't
they? Clones.
They're there.
What?
Yes, it's not just me.
What?
I thought I was cool. What's the timestamp?
1:30. I missed that, bro. I missed that, mate.
I was pausing my way through it, mate. I was pausing, trying to find as many things as. But I thought I saw the Scrappers Guild from Fallen Order on that kind of that dirt planet. They're wearing the orange outfits, which are exactly the same as. I don't think it's the same planet. I don't think it's Bracca, but it could be the same faction, which is pretty cool.
Live action as well.
Mate, I'm here for that.
Live action. Dude, what? I'm watching this trailer again on mute.
Loves it.
Just in the background. And oh my word, it is a gorgeous trailer. And what's mad is Cassian isn't in it loads.
Not in his visage that we see him, that we know of him in Rogue One. I think we see we see a lot of young Cassian. I'm led to believe that they focus on one lad quite a lot. I think that's young Cassian, and we see Diego. I think they've de-aged him somewhat in some of the scenes, because I believe we're going to be seeing him. That the show's going to cover 5 years. This is mental. The other thing Tony Gilroy dropped was that the first season is going to cover 1 year. It's 12 episodes. Wouldn't it be cool if it's like 1 month per episode? But the second season is going to be, I believe, 12 episodes, but that's going to cover 4 years. So I don't know how they're going to cram that all in or make that work. But because it was 3 seasons, but now it's gone down to 2. Why that is, who knows? Maybe the budget is just too high for them.
Yeah, because that was only the other week. They were saying, it's 3.
No, it's now. Two now.
Someone was reporting on it, saying there's 3 seasons. So there's 2 seasons. I thought there was 3 seasons.
It's 2. Tony said on the stage, there's 2 seasons. First season is going to cover 1 year, which makes sense because in the Variety article recently, Tony Gilroy said the first season is kind of he's very much finding his feet, Diego Cassian. He's an angry bloke. He's an angry man. And he said in season 2, he starts to become the guy in Rogue One, which would kind of been, I get that. Season 1's going to be him growing up, maybe, and then season 2 is going to be meeting K2 and becoming the spy saboteur and all that we see in Rogue One. So plenty of news about it, and it drops as well on August the 31st. Obes Kenobes is going to be done in July. Within 6 weeks, we're getting Andor, mate, and that's 12 episodes of Andor.
12, mate. What? Oh, my word. What's Bad Batch? Season 1, 12.
16.
It was, wasn't it? That was 16.
Really, it was. I think we did it for 4 months, and after the third, we were like, right, we've still got another month to go. and again, the Bad Batch was fine, but there was quite a few episodes where we didn't have much to talk about.
You sound frustrated about that, mate. What's going on?
Cut at least four of those off, because I like the Bad Batch, but there were some episodes where I thought, kind of stretching this one out now.
Yeah,
they're eating popcorn.
Yeah, sometimes.
But thirty-first of August, mate. But the trailer gave me a lot of vibes of oppression of the Empire's really got its foot. This is the height of the Empire now.
And
everybody in the galaxy, if you don't conform, you'll be destroyed. And that's what I'm getting from this. And the scene of the, what did you think as well of the scene of the ISB, the Imperial Security Bureau, in that very, very white kind of Oval Office kind of thing?
I loved it, mate.
Very different, wasn't it? Very sci-fi.
I loved it because it makes sense because this is what was, I'm assuming this is basically what was disbanded before A New Hope. We hear it in A New Hope, don't they? They disband it and they're like, yeah, don't need to worry about that. I assume it's part of that. I'm rewatching it again, mate. I'm looking at it. Yeah, there we go. I've just got there now. These guys, firstly, they look like the actors they've hired it. They look like they're from 1977. Like they could fit into A New Hope. And the way this is just bridging the prequels and the originals, the prequel trilogy and the original trilogy is gorgeous. I, like you said, mate, years ago, a few years ago, maybe even it was about a year ago or actually a little bit before, I was starting to warm up to the idea of an Andor show, mostly because of yourself.
Chipping away.
And you're basically like, Andor's going to be good. Andor's going to be good. Looking at this, mate, honestly, man, it looks great. I'm sold and I'm excited. The logo is kind of cool. You know, I saw the poster as well. I thought the poster was okay.
I liked the poster, right. Like the revolutionary vibes. There's clear like Che Guevara, huge vibes going on there. But I thought the trailer was really cool. Very simplistic. You know, the fact that it looked like a propaganda poster, which would have been scrunched up and then unfurled again. You can see the creases throughout. I quite liked
that's
it.
True.
I mean, what else? I don't think I would have liked them to go like, let's put all of the characters on it and make it like this big bombastic show.
The when usual.
Really it seems like it's a lot more boots on the ground, like Rogue One. Is this going to be, like you said, a gritty show? Let's give it a simple, gritty poster. And this is what you get on our show. For those who are new to the show, this is what you get. Like Lukey Boy said, he wasn't so keen on it before, but now he's come round. He's gone 180 and is now looking forward to it. You get that honesty on the show.
This to me always felt like the Solo, and I think this is kind of what I said verbatim. But I was it felt like the Solo of the Star Wars show announcements. It's like, well, who asked for this? Why are we making this? What story is there to be told? And with Solo, I love Solo. Solo holds a special place in the Star Wars world, really, for me. But it is the one Star Wars film I can live without.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm being really transparent, if I had to delete one from existence, Solo. Every day it would be that. I'm that's a shame, really, because it is a film, and a Star Wars film shouldn't necessarily feel like that. But equally, I know a ton of people adore Solo, and it is one of their top Star Wars films, and for many people it's their favorite Star Wars film.
Fair play.
With this though, mate, with this, it didn't feel different to that. It didn't feel I just feel I am happy to be wrong. I hope it is. I hope it expands, because this it's so interesting. The kind of the time period between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. I think there's and the irony here is we've had so many stories between these two films, and yet it doesn't always feel like they've been necessarily the best for world building. You know, the prequels were exceptional at world building. The originals were exceptional at character building. And in between that, I feel like we've had kind of a mix of both. But politically, we've not had anything. And I think Andor could really explain like where we are. Where is the universe? How is the galaxy at the moment in this period of time while there's an empire in full control? Because the closest thing we've had to that is Rogue One, really, and parts of Star Wars Rebels. So, yeah. Mate, I am well excited for this. Well excited.
I'm so happy to very happy to hear that as well, because yeah. I've been looking forward to this, and it's going to make those recaps even spicier now that you're on board as well. But it may have been even spicier if you weren't. So, yeah, August 31st, the two-episode premiere of Andor, the two episodes dropping on the first day again, August 31st, Stellan Skarsgård looks wonderful in the trailer as well. I'm going to watch it again when we finished on here. Biggest news of the night, mate. Rosario Dawson, she beamed in from live on Ahsoka set. They're filming. Yep. She couldn't be there. Her lekus, her montrals, they've been elongated. They're longer in the Ahsoka series. They're not up here to her shoulders anymore. They're much lower. How do you feel about that? You've been waiting. You know, this has been cursing us for years, isn't it?
What? Are you winding me up?
No,
are you winding me up? Is that what you texted me earlier?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? That is. I saw you messaged me earlier. I was like, okay, that's a bit random, but
so they've made
yes.
it longer.
Mate, I don't care. Whatever.
Leku Montru, who cares? As long as it looks good.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm really not that bothered, mate. I'm not that bothered. Okay, yeah, biggest news of the night, and yeah, it's all right. I'll give it a pass. Give it. By the way, just quickly, what would you give? What would you give the Bad Boy Andor trailer out of 10? Well,
I think it was. I think it's filth. It didn't give too much away, but it, in terms of its story, but it was powerful in terms of like you said. We both agreed on that. It's the tone of it is what's powerful.
Yes,
I'm going to give it a very decent 8.5 out of 10. I would have liked to have seen a bit more of actual Diego Luna in it, but it's his show. He's going to be all over it. So. Why not show us a tone and everybody else instead? 8.5 for me. What about you?
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
8.5. It just, like I said, if it were a bit more of Cassian Andor and Diego Luna, it'd probably go to a 9. I don't think it's quite a 10. I think that was a flaming good trailer.
Yeah.
And it's probably one that we're going to look back at and be like, oh, wasn't that a good trailer? I'm telling you. It's happening. But yeah, so right, we've done Andor trailer, we've done Ahsoka's Leku.
Oh mate. Well, then the big boys came on stage. John and Dave came out and they were like treated like rock stars when they came out to talk about Mando season 3, which we now have confirmation it's releasing in February 2023. So it's not going to be the end of this year, it's February 2023. And the people in the panel got to see a teaser trailer, and then Katie Sackhoff came out on stage. She's clearly going to be featured quite heavily in the in Mandalorian season 3. But then somebody dropped the trailer on Twitter, and I was like, "Well, I'm going to watch this." And I sent it to Luke, and we saw the trailer. It's only about 45 seconds, maybe it's not very long, or a minute, maybe it's not very long. It's also somebody's clearly not trying to get caught by security because half of it's missing. But basically, the gist of the trailer is Din has to go. Din's been sent to Mandalore to atone for his transgressions, as he says, by the Armorer. But Bo-Katan is being set up as the bad guy of this. She wants that Darksaber. She's sitting on a throne. She says to Grogu, "Do you think your dad is the only Mandalorian?" But we see Greef Karga looking pimp. Greef Karga's looking great. We see Pelimoto. Obviously, we see Grogu. Very quick trailer. Didn't really give an awful lot away other than what we already know. Bo-Katan's in it. He's going to Mandalore. And Bo wants that Darksaber. But any thoughts on that? I thought it was a good tease. It's Mandalorian. It's always going to be great. It's great to see these characters we've grown to love immediately back on the screen again. So
yes,
colour me excited for it, mate. And I'm excited that they're going to push Bo as the baddie, possibly.
I think that's where it's going. I think the highlight for me was seeing the Kuwakian monkey lizards
up in the tree.
In the tree, you know, like a flock of them.
Monkeys.
a pack of them just there chilling out. We see Mando soldiers. We see the return of a lot of familiar characters.
Grogu talks, doesn't he? He sort of goes, yep.
Who?
Grogu. He looks up and says, "Yep."
What?
Yeah, he does. He's quite
again,
early on.
I've only seen part of this.
I had to rewind it because I was like, "Did he talk?" Because I watched it once through because someone's recorded on their phone. The quality is cack. But I did kind of swipe back on that one. I was like, he literally says, "Yep," like yes, almost. So that was interesting. But it wasn't much to see in it other than, you know, you saw some ships flying about. We saw Mando looking boss, Bo looking. She's looking a bit angry. She's sitting on a throne, a bit like Maul was in the Clone Wars, with that kind of air of almost like arrogance, or, you know,
yes,
she's ambivalent. She's not happy. She clearly wants that dark saber back, and maybe we're building up to a battle between them, those two. Maybe Ahsoka will come in and say, "Look, Bo, you know, knock it on the head, mate." Yeah. But I think it's quite good that they're changing up a bit. Gideon's going to be in custody with the New Republic. Makes season 3 a bit different. Let's not have it. Just have it as Gideon chasing him again. If they are going to go that way, I like the fact that they're changing up and it's going to be Mando focused and Bo is going to be possibly the baddie, which just kind of freshens it up a bit.
Yeah, it feels political, doesn't it?
Again,
it feels like you're having Mandalorian politics. You're having this kind of power struggle that is ultimately, even with the Andor stuff, admittedly with the Andor stuff, it is different, feels different. But with Mandalorian, it's definitely this like soap opera vibe, which once again, Mandalorian just has, I feel like, the character and the essence of that original trilogy, which George was like, "Yeah, you know, it's like a soap opera in space." And it's like, yeah, that's what it is. And this feels a bit like that. It feels just like progressing the story, progressing the beef between the characters. There's beef going all around the place. People getting slapped with beef left, right, and center. And I'm here for it, mate. I am here for it. It looks fantastic. I wonder if we will see this trailer officially released in the coming days or in a few weeks.
Because we will see it at some point.
Well, do you remember the footage they showed, although it wasn't really a trailer, but they showed footage of The Mandalorian before its release at Celebration 2019, and they never released that.
It wasn't finished, is that correct, if I remember rightly? It wasn't fully, the VFX weren't fully done on it, because I remember people in the were live-tweeting saying, "Looks fine, but some of the CG's a bit wonky." But I do remember. I think they will release this, though, because of the money shot at the end with Bo-Katan looking at Grogu.
Yes.
Like he's almost like she's got him. Like she's like she's captured him almost. The vibe is, and she's like, "Did you think your dad was the only Mandalorian?" That, you know, I think they're going to set. I think they'll release it, and I think they're going to try and push her. Whether it's a MacGuffin or a red herring, I don't know. But I think they're going to kind of censor her as the baddie.
Don't.
But we've got the Mando panel in a couple of days, mate. So maybe they'll drop it then.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll get it then. Well, dude, we'll find out. Because we're planning to see that together, aren't we?
Yes.
We're planning. We'll
see. Have a beer, watch that. And then, again, if it's any good, if we get it properly, maybe we'll do like an IG live or something, however it works. Yeah. But we'll, same for this weekend. You know, if something drops and it's pretty cool, maybe we'll jump on Instagram, do a 10-minute live. But today, obviously, tonight was the big boy. And the next thing that came that came up was the new show, the new series, which was originally codenamed Grammar Rodeo, and it was the John Watts helmed series. Chris Ford as well is producing it, as well as Dave Filoni and John Favreau. They are producing this. This new series is set in the Mandoverse. Dave said it's all connected, but the series, mate, is titled Star Wars Skeleton Crew. And it's gonna have an 80s Amblin vibe, like the Spielberg films of old.
Yeah,
it stars four kids, but Dave Filoni and Favreau were very adamant on stage, and Chris Ford and John Watts, to say, "Look, it stars kids, but this isn't for kids necessarily. It's not a kids show." And Filoni was like, "It's as much of a kids show as the Clone Wars used to be," and we all know that the Clone Wars at times wasn't always the most kiddie show. So I think a part of me also thinks they said that to alleviate certain people online who are just going to cry about it. Oh, kids show. You know, I think I'm quite, again, I don't know much about this other than Jude Law is that gets me excited. Jude Law is starring. I'm excited. I really think Jude Law's grown into a fabulous actor. But
is it Matt? Is it being made over here, or is it being made in Manhattan Beach?
I imagine it's being made in Manhattan Beach, because this show goes into production very soon, because it's releasing next year. It's got a 2023 release, mate. So within the next, I mean, that could also be a late 2023. They never said when. I don't think.
So as of right now for 2023, we are looking at The Mandalorian season 3, Ahsoka season 1,
yep,
Skeleton Crew season 1,
and probably Andor season 2.
Wow.
Probably. I think, but we
said that about this year, didn't we, mate? They were like, yeah, we're going to get 4 series. Well, really we're getting 3. Live action,
yeah. I think Bad Batch will now take maybe that like October, November place. I think they're going to put it out then, because Andor will probably finish.
We'll find out.
We will do. Andor will be finished probably about that same time. They may overlap those two. I don't think they will, but Skeleton Crew, yeah, not much is known about it other than John Watts, who's just done the 3 Spider-Man films, the Tom Holland trilogy. He did a horror film about 12 years ago, but now he's in the Star Wars universe with John and Dave. They've called it an Amblin / Stranger Things vibe to it, in terms of, I'm guessing, like the kids and their kind of, and each one being different, unique, and what's that word I'm trying to think about, when you can relatable to different people. Yeah. So I'm excited for it because it's a new show. The title sounds a bit odd, but Jude Law's in it. John and Dave are on board. I think John Watts is a decent director. I'm intrigued without knowing much about it.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited for this, mate.
Oh, it's set because
when you think of like how they're describing it and how we've talked about it and how the press has talked about it and leakers, they've described it as Stranger Things, Star Wars Stranger Things, a bit like that. Interesting that Stranger Things is directly inspired by the works of people like Stephen King, right? And there is actually a short story by Stephen King called Skeleton Crew. Yes,
there is. I do like Stephen King's works. I think he's a bit odd, but I like his books anyway. Apart from
it's not really my sort of thing, but like, yeah, that's a bit on the nose.
Maybe there'll be some reasoning for it, but could just be quite a cool little tip of the hat to Mr. King, because they are going to be playing in that sandbox. But it's something different. We've never had a show with four younger actors leading. I would have liked to have seen maybe an alien chucked in there, maybe, just because in Andor there's a huge lack of alien species anywhere. But that could be because the Empire hates aliens. Skeleton Crew will be, made up of human males and females. Give us some species, maybe. But either way, that's coming out next year, mate. We finally got our official confirmation that Grammar Audio is now officially Star Wars Skeleton Crew, starring Jude Law and 4 as yet uncast or unannounced younger actors. So today go on.
Yeah, I was going to say, buddy, is it also set in the New Republic era?
I see it's tied into the Mandoverse. Ah. John and Dave, they've got their fingerprints all over it, which will please many and maybe make a few a bit grumpy who want to see, like Kenobi that's his own beast. That's Deborah Chow's baby. I like what John and Dave do for the most part. I also like the idea of having Kenobi, which is set aside from what they're doing, just so we have a different vibe to the shows. Like Andor feels very different to what we're getting at the minute, but at the same time, this Skeleton Crew may also feel different, just because it's connected to the Mandoverse. That may just be tangentially. It may just be a little connection. They might mention something which happens in Mando in passing. But me, mate. You know how much I love my connectivity. I'm just interested to see how far this Mandoverse is going to go. Is it just going to span like 1 or 2 years, or are they going? Or is this going to be set, maybe 2 years after season 2 of The Mandalorian? So we kind of make that a little bit bigger, or is it all going to be confined to this, 2 or 3 year period? I kind of hope they go a bit bigger, but I'm excited. I mean, the title's fine. can't really say much about the titles. You know, it is a Skeleton Crew. Four kids go out into the galaxy. They get lost and they've got to find their way back. That's kind of those childlike adventures, which I used to watch as a kid. And I'm sure you've seen them as well, the old Amblin films. You know, that, and you're a big Stranger Things fan, so that kind of vibe and aesthetic is going to shine through.
Yeah, strange. From the concept art, I think our boy Eve, who's there at Celebration, who was in this panel, I think he like queued up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to get in because like the lottery thing's been really weird, like the panel lottery. But anyway, he managed to get in, and he was saying it very like close encounters.
That's what I said to him. Yeah. As soon as I saw the picture, I said to him, "That's." Because he was like, he's our man on the ground at the minute in the panel telling us what's going on. And as soon as I saw the ship, I thought, that's very close encounters. And Eve was loving it. Nice one, Eve, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Top lad. Right, not bad start to Celebration. And by the way, guys, we are reviewing one panel. It's a big panel. And I won't lie, mate, I'm still surprised that this hasn't been moved around into different panels, like Andor, Kenobi, so on and so forth. So we'll see, but I will reserve that kind of like line of thinking for after Celebration. Yeah. We're one day in. We've just done Thursday. We got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to come. Obviously, we're in the UK, so we're way forward. A lot of these panels are really late. So I think even at the moment they're doing the publishing panel. So I'm sure you're going to be.
That was on earlier on, and there was some good stuff coming. There wasn't any huge like new reveals for people like me and a lot of our audience who love those books. But you know, they kind of fleshed out what we already knew, and a couple of short story anthology books coming out, which I quite like the sound of. I love me a short story anthology. Ian McDiarmid has just been on and was just trolling the audience with their questions, but. And the last thing we got on that panel, mate, which I haven't heard and Luke hasn't heard, we're saving this, but John Williams, the maestro himself, just turned 90, or in fact, he may even be turned 90 today, according to Harrison Ford. He came out and conducted the brand new theme for Obi-Wan Kenobi, the series. Well, we haven't seen it. Me and Luke and myself, we've stayed clear because we want to hear it live on air when we watch Obi-Wan for the first time on Friday, the 27th of May. It's coming up soon, but I know a lot of people out there have heard it. They really wanted to hear it, and I hope you all enjoyed it. But you know, just being in the audience, getting to see John Williams conduct.
Yeah,
I asked Eve, how was the crowd reaction? He said, "In awe." In awe.
Wow.
You know, that's
wow.
Whatever. Wow. What a better way to sign off than the crowd were in awe at the end of the panel.
In awe. Yeah, it's perfect, mate. I'm really hoping that we get to see like a copy of this. Like panel, like hopefully they'll upload it as a separate video. But if not, that's fine. Mate, I am so excited for Kenobi tomorrow morning. I'm excited for this weekend just to get more juice. Give me more juice. Give me more news. No film talk. Yeah.
No, very interesting.
No film talk yet.
Whether we'll actually get it or not is very interesting, but that's a good point. I expected maybe a little bit of news, but no, it's all streaming series, which kind of says the direction that Lucasfilm are going, but yeah, this is one panel. At the minute, we're living vicariously through people posting mobile phone videos on Twitter, so hopefully they release some. There has been a lot of online furore about this, that the panels aren't being streamed live, or even to the people at Celebration, as far as I'm aware, which has caused a bit of...
Unlike last time... Mm-hmm. Because at previous Celebrations, they live stream like the main stage to other stages and like, common areas.
Because they said they were going to, and I think a few people thought they were going to live stream it to the within the exhibition centre. I don't know. I don't think they did, but a lot of people are saying, people, you know, not everyone can get to this event. You've been bigging this panel up for months, and you're not going to show it to us. And then not even that, but you're not even going to tell us you're not going to show it. It's poor form. I mean, I kind of side with that level of thinking. I think they should have. Don't show us the trailers if you don't want to, but show us the panel. Like, show us Ewan and Hayden on stage together. Show us John and Dave.
What they've done in the past. What they did in Chicago, right?
And I know. Obviously, people will pay to be there. They've paid for that privilege. That's fine. I also look at it from that side. You know, you pay your money, you get what you pay for. So, you know, I'm not even going to think about driving into that quagmire, but. I think that from everything I saw and the live tweeting and the videos, good start. Good, very exciting. Yeah. I do think maybe we might have peaked already, but good start.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Let's see. Well, like I said, we'll hold judgment. Just hold on to that thought, mate, boy, because yeah, I see you, mate. I see you. I hear you. Mate, what a start. What a start. I'm going to go rewatch that Andor trailer,
he's,
mate.
He's loving it. He is loving it. So no. But yeah, he's loving
it. I've got this bad boy with me. Got my clone. Got my Battlefront 2 Gaming Greats Jet Trooper.
Yes.
With me watching this.
Watch the trailer with your wife, Arily. And I'd love to know what Arily thinks about it. Because like, we've got this connection of, and we've been there, seen it. You've come 180. Mm. I've always been on it. But what is somebody who's maybe not as invested in this character or it or story? Let us know. But yeah, we'll be covering Celebration in various guys. We'll always try to react where we can. But of course, if there's no news on the day, then you know we may not drop a 40-minute episode. There's nothing.
We're easy. We're easy like Sunday morning
tune
or like Thursday evening.
Yes, Thursday
late Thursday evening, nearly Friday morning. Mate, so, Matty boy, thank you so much for like you know giving us the hints. The tips. Matty Boy's literally, this guy has been on Twitter like pretty much since 7 PM British time.
I was sitting up and I was like, right. And it wasn't until during, I was like, I've just spent like 2 hours just texting Luke about what was happening. Then I was like, what am I doing? But this is what we do. This is the beauty of it, mate. And I hope there's 3 more days of like crushingly good news, but let's see, mate. Either way, Kenobi in the next few hours, mate. That's my next thought. I'm going to go to sleep and wake up in an Obi-Wan Kenobi world, mate. So thank you, everyone, for listening.
I've set my alarm. It's set. Yeah.
Get the blue milk.
I mean, that alone should tell you it's serious business. I actually have an alarm on, and I'm not going to snooze it like I usually do.
I've got a day off tomorrow for this, so I am going to get up early and I'm going to watch this, but get the coffee on, get a bit of toast,
ooh,
and watch 2 episodes of Obi-Wan Kenobi. So, those recaps are going to drop not long after the episodes have. They will be spoiler heavy. So if you're new to the show and you want to hear us talk Kenobi, they will be spoiler heavy. So bear that in mind before you listen. Make sure you watch the episode. But yeah, that's our extra episode. Let us know what you thought about the Andor trailer, about the Mando news, about Skeleton Crew, about Leku, about Willow, Indiana Jones coming out next year. Confirmed. Great news.
Oh.
Let us know what you thought about today's happenings and news. But that is going to be that then for this Star Wars Sessions Extra, Star Wars Celebration Day 1 episode.
Extra.
Star Wars Sessions. Yeah. Lukey boy, social media, where are we?
Mate, just search Star Wars Sessions. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. We will be there, you bunch of sickheads. Look for us. DM us. Message us. We love it. Also, we love emails.
We do.
If you want to drop a reaction, you know, send it, record yourself.
Yeah, do it.
Email it to us to hellothere@starwarssessions.co.uk.
Yes, do that. And if you do that, we'll find a way to use that if you do send it to us. So, if we also like ratings and reviews. If you like what you're hearing, please do consider dropping us a 5-star rating or review on your podcast provider of choice. It's free. Only takes a few seconds, and you'd be making 2 British guys very, very happy indeed. And if this is your first Star Wars session, thanks. Consider subscribing and listen every Wednesday for our main show, Friday for the next 4 weeks. But that is going to be that then, my friend. The fun never ends with us. Mate, until Kenobi, we're almost there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. From me, see ya. And from Luke.
Tell your nan about this podcast. Just do it. Yeah? So may the force be with you always.
So good.